أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I've been looking at a dua of Imam Ali on Ubudiyah, where Imam says, أنت كما أحب. Ya Allah, you are exactly as I would love you to be. So in other words, if I were to choose a divine Rabb, if I was to choose a master, you would be exactly what I would order. فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تَحِبْ. Make me as you would love me to be. So we started a conversation between a man called Unwan al-Basri, who was 94, and Imam Sadiq. And now, parting, he tells Imam Sadiq, please give me some more advice. And this is still based on Ubudiyah, how to become the best we can be. And Imam said, I advise you on 9 issues. Know that they are my advice, especially to those who strive on their path to reaching their full potential. And I will pray to Allah to help you act upon this advice. 3 of them are to do with self-discipline. 3 to do with kindness, compassion towards others. And 3 to do with knowledge. So learn them well and don't take them lightly. Now, the ones that are to do with self-discipline are all about food. Imam tells him, don't eat that for which you have no appetite for. In other words, if something's not appealing, palatable, don't eat it. Secondly, don't eat unless you're hungry. And finally, when you do eat, eat that which is lawful and always begin in the name of Allah and remind yourself of the tradition of the Prophet when he said, there is no vessel that the human being fills that is worse than his own stomach. So if you must fill it, allow 1/3 for food, 1/3 for drink, and keep the last third for air. The second batch of 3 was the advice to do with kindness, empathy. And he said, the first one is, if someone were to say to you, if you dare say a word to me, I'll give you 10 back, then you should be able to say, even if you were to say 10 words to me, you won't hear a single one back from me. The second one was, if somebody insults you, just say, if you are right in what you are saying, then may Allah forgive me. And if you are wrong, then may He forgive you for it. And thirdly, when someone treats you harshly, return it with good counsel and pray for that person. And finally, the last 3 are to do with knowledge. And Imam told him, when you ask scholars about that which you are ignorant of, do not ask them to test them, but to be able to learn from them. Secondly, don't act based on your own opinion about something. Exercise precaution in all things wherever possible. In other words, seek expert advice. And thirdly, do not give religious decrees and legal opinions, and be cautious of them just as you would of a lion. Don't put your neck out as a bridge for people to walk all over. And Imam ended this by saying, and peace be on him who follows the guidance. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to follow this guidance on self-discipline, on kindness, and when we come to seek knowledge. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.